Leading the news this morning, the U.S. presidential election is over and attention has quickly turned to the economy. The big challenges that lie ahead have caused jitters on the U.S. stock market. President Barack Obama is facing a deeply divided Congress and he has 2 months to broker a new budget deal with the Republicans to avoid a crisis. He says he's learned important lessons after a difficult first term and the best is yet to come. Three teenagers have been killed in a car crash in Melbourne's north. They were passengers in a car which veered off the road and smashed into a wall. Two other teenagers have been taken to hospital with life-threatening injuries. Consumers who use lots of power at peak times can soon expect higher electricity bills. It's part of the federal government's plan to cut energy consumption and create a fairer billing system. The federal government's long-awaited energy white paper will be released later today. The Greek capital, Athens, has been rocked by violence again. Riot police have clashed with thousands of protesters at an anti-austerity demonstration. Tensions boiled over on the second day of a national general strike against the government's budget cuts. China is about to usher in a major change of leadership. Delegates are meeting in Beijing for the 18th Communist Party Congress. President Hu Jintao will give up his position as head of the party. He'll be succeeded by Vice President Xi Jinping.